Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of legal issues. I hope everyone's been having a good weekend, enjoying the beautiful weather. I feel like we're finally turning a corner thanks to modern science and a government that finally works. Today, I want to speak about one thing, which is the fate of Rudy Giuliani. Because from America's mayor to America's crazy uncle to now America's most wanted, Rudy Giuliani has truly done it all. And today, as I think many of you know, there have been news reports saying that Rudy's offices, home, I think have been searched pursuant to federal warrants. And, you know, just to back up for a second, law enforcement investigations begin when some officer has credible evidence that a crime's been committed, that someone's violated a law. And, you know, with respect to those around Donald Trump, that could mean any number of different things. And we don't know for sure what it means with Rudy Giuliani, but we do have some reporting that at least part of the investigation deals with something called FARA, the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Now, this is not a minor thing. I know that you've already seen some people on Fox and other things trying to say this is some process, minor statute or something like that. This is a big deal law. What it does is it says that if you're working for a foreign government, you've got to register and you've got to be transparent about it for the most important of reasons, because we don't want to have our processes being corrupted by people who are working for foreign powers, possibly our enemies, without transparency. There's nothing wrong with defending, you know, in court or whatever, a foreign government. The question is just, you just have to be transparent about it. And that's what the FARA, that law, is all about. Now, the allegations, according to the New York Times, is that Rudy Giuliani sought to remove our ambassador, the United States ambassador to the Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. You may remember her from the first impeachment proceedings. And Donald Trump wanted her gone. And of course, he had the power to do that. She was the ambassador. A president can dismiss an ambassador any time. But he didn't, at least initially, take that step. Now, it's also the case that many of the Ukrainians, particularly some of the more sketchy Ukrainians, wanted Ambassador Yovanovitch gone as well. And so the question in this part of the law enforcement investigation is whether or not Rudy Giuliani got something of value for helping trying to push Yovanovitch out. Now, Rudy Giuliani's defense, as he went on TV, by the way, like, bad move. If you're under a federal investigation, not the smartest thing to go on TV. But he went on TV onto Fox and said, well, my contract says that I don't lobby, so therefore I couldn't be working for a foreign government. This is not particularly convincing. This is like the drug dealer who's on the phone saying, yeah, I need 10 pizzas, and then says, I mean pizzas, not drugs. You know, that kind of boilerplate disclaimer doesn't matter. It's obviously what the substance is of what you were doing. And we know that Rudy Giuliani met with Andrei Derkach, who's a person that the United States government has sanctioned and accused of being an active Russian agent in the Ukraine. And that, in fact, this person's been an active Russian agent. He's been accused by the U.S. government for over a decade. Now, Giuliani's defense, when this was brought up, he literally said, quote, the chance that Derkach is a Russian spy is no greater than 50-50. Well, the only thing I can say in response to America's mayors here is this. You know, Rudy Giuliani's 15-year streak of bad decisions makes a lot more sense now after hearing him say, I'll take a 50-50 chance that this guy's a Russian spy. Now, in the end, this part of the investigation is going to boil down to a single question. Was Rudy Giuliani trying to remove our ambassador just to get dirt on Joe Biden? Or was he doing it because he was getting paid off by some shady foreign folks? Either way, it's not the most sympathetic story to tell a jury. Now, we've been focusing on FARA and these foreign registration violations, but you should take the reporting here with a grain of salt. It sounds like the warrants themselves did mention FARA violations, but warrants don't always mention everything. And the way law enforcement investigations begin is with one thread and they pull it and then look and look and look, and they find other things. And so, you know, what we don't know either what the initial scope of the investigation is or what it will be after they review all of this material. But let me just say, this is incredibly, incredibly serious for Rudy Giuliani. It's literally as serious as it gets. It's much, you know, first of all, anytime your house is raided by the FBI, that's a bad thing. Very serious. That doesn't happen unless a federal judge says that there is probable cause to believe a crime has been committed. Probable cause, meaning more likely than not that a crime has been committed. So you've got to have that. Then there's another threshold here, because this wasn't just searching anyone's home. This was searching an attorney's home. And that requires special permission from the highest levels of the Justice Department, possibly even the Attorney General himself. And then you've got, it's not just any attorney, it's the attorney to the President of the United States, or the former President of the United States, Donald Trump. And you have, it's not just any attorney, it's Rudy Giuliani, who was the head of the Southern District of New York U.S. Justice Department office. Now, that is, you know, the very office that executed these warrants this time. So literally, you have Rudy's old office going and executing search warrants against him. We also have a little more information, because it's not just Rudy Giuliani's office was searched. It was also Victoria Townsend, who's another lawyer who was working for the Ukrainians and, you know, is in Trump's orbit as well. So what does all of this mean? Well, you know, we're all guessing, you know, unlike the Trump Justice Department, this one doesn't seem to be leaking exactly what they're doing or things like that. But I think we could say that this investigation has now reached a very critical stage, and it's likely to mean that we're close to getting some charges. Now, remember, Rudy Giuliani is not actually the first lawyer of Donald Trump to be raided by the FBI. Michael Cohen, his house was also raided by the FBI in April of 2018, and then he pled guilty 4 months later. And that plea precedent should cause one guy worry. His name's Donald Trump. Donald Trump was lawless, as we know, but he was also tremendously incompetent. He could never quite execute his lawlessness in the way that he needed to. So, for example, he never pardoned Rudy Giuliani. By not doing that, by not pardoning Rudy, Trump has made Giuliani choose between saving his own skin and saving Donald Trump's. In other words, Giuliani can, in exchange for a lesser sentence or none at all, provide evidence against Donald Trump. So Giuliani has that choice. And look, I don't think there are many sweaty palms right now in the Southern District of New York prosecutor's office as they anticipate the outcome of that decision and what Giuliani is going to do. And I know Donald Trump thinks that he can keep every Republican in line with his combination of threat and fear and the like. But I don't think that Rudy, who's a guy accused of illegally lobbying for a foreign government, puts much stock in the idea of loyalty. So I'd expect this is going to become a plea deal, and that Giuliani will provide evidence against those who he knows are engaged in wrongdoing, possibly including Donald Trump. And flipping on Donald Trump will not, I think, redeem Rudy Giuliani in anyone's eyes for all of his conduct over the last few years, particularly Four Seasons Landscaping and The Big Lie and the like. But look, it's a heck of a lot better than whatever it is that Chris Christie's been doing. Now, there's some other reporting this weekend that says that Donald Trump's inner circle is worried about the, quote, strong message sent by the Justice Department and the Giuliani raid. I don't think they've been this scared since Donald Trump recovered enough to tweet when he was on those steroids. Now, one of the people in that inner circle who's got to be worried is Bill Barr, who ran the Justice Department for Trump, as well as his other high aides who ran the Justice Department. Because I think the question has to be asked, why is it that these warrants are being served now? All of these allegations, all this research was done last year. Why is it that they weren't allowed to serve the warrants back in the fall when they had this information? And one of the great things about the Justice Department is that it's really staffed by career officials, career prosecutors, career investigators at the FBI that transcend one administration to the next. So the current leadership of the Justice Department knows exactly the story. They know exactly what happened. You can't bury this stuff. And that is an essential safeguard against corruption and wrongdoing. And here, I think these Trump Justice Department political officials like Barr are going to have to worry. There are reports that say that the Justice Department rejected the idea of serving these search warrants on Rudy Giuliani because they said it was too close to the election and may interfere with it. Now, whatever you think about that in a pure world, and I can see some arguments for that view, the idea that Bill Barr's Justice Department was advocating that is a bit silly because raises a lot of questions, because this was the same Justice Department that after the election started leaking stuff about how there was election fraud by the Democrats because 7 ballots were found near a ditch and things like that. So in the end, I think there's a lot of bad news here. There's bad news for Rudy. There's bad news for Donald Trump. Bad news for Donald Trump's inner circle more generally. But, and I'll leave you with this, the news isn't all bad for Rudy Giuliani. After all, Rudy just won 2 awards at this year's Razzies for his appearance in Borat 2. He won Worst Supporting Actor and Worst Screen Combination. So look, if this whole criminal defendant thing doesn't quite work out for Rudy, he's already set up for a nice second act as disbarred screen ghoul number 1 in a flick to come. That's our show for tonight. I'll see you next week. Have a great week.